You guessed it, it's time to sling lead.
Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, when you're on midnight, your partner becomes very important to you. Because the only way to get through a long, dull, boring midnight shift is to have somebody to talk to. And when you spend 8 hours a night together, after a while you start running out of things to say to each other. But one night you get an idea. You say to your partner, let's compare which one of us is the most ruthless. The most cold-hearted. Tell you what, you tell me the most wicked thing you've ever done in uniform. And I'll tell you the most wicked thing I've done. And I bet you I'm more ruthless. I'm more cold-hearted. So your partner says to you, okay, well, all right, I'll tell you the most. I think you'll have a hard time topping this. One time, I'm driving down the road and I see a car going by with a bumper sticker on it that says, who's gonna police the police? Support your civilian review board. So right away, I know there's some left-wing, leaning, pinko maggot in there. Some commie liberal. So I catch up to the guy, cut him off, send him off the side of the road. He hits an embankment, goes right through the windshield, and sails 30 feet through the air, and ends up lying face down in a ditch. I end up booking the guy for leaving the scene of an accident. Now, how can you top that? Well, you spit out the window and say, well, one time, I was at this lover's lane. I pulled up the check for signs of illicit activity, and I peer in the window of this car, and there are these two young people in there, half-naked. Girls lying there, top off akimbo, half a bottle of booze on the floor. I realized they was having a session, got drunk, and passed out. All of a sudden, she starts going, oh, Brad, yes. So I couldn't resist. I unlimited the hydraulics. Stick them through the window. Next thing you know, she's snarling away. Oh, man, I gave her some. The partner said, well, that wasn't so bad. I mean, after all, you just taking advantage of a situation. That's when you smile and say, yeah, but she was your daughter.